Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Tuesday Show. I wasn't going to be here, but I'll give you a good reason. I usually go visit people on Tuesdays or Thursdays or something like that. I'm gone for part of the day. And guess what? It's raining really hard here in Pasadena, California. Believe it or not, we've actually had rain. I mean, it's been months, so we're looking forward to it at some level. But also it's kind of sad on another level because we had huge wildfires not too far from here, about 60 miles, 70 miles from here, up to 100 miles from here. And I was reading the news about how mudslides are wiping out houses that are adjacent to the fires. There's a phenomenon when the fires form in forests and how the ground kind of, well, I don't know the best word to describe it. The ground just kind of fries, but it doesn't open up. It becomes solid. It's like, it becomes like rock. And so that water can't penetrate the earth. And a little science for you today. So when you have a wildfire and then you have rain thereafter, the water doesn't get absorbed back into the earth. It just slides over the top of it and takes everything with it. So that's what's happening. So I ask you to put your thoughts and your prayers out to those in Southern California who are facing not just fires, but also now they got to deal with floods. It's not so. Today's show, what is it about? I thought about that this morning. What am I going to talk about today? Since I wasn't planning on doing the show, but I got this morning kind of tapped into this idea, and we'll discuss a little bit. Now, as you know, I always take your calls, and if you want to hear from your ancestors or my spirit guides what's going on in your life, I'd love to do that. But in the meantime, I have to talk about something, right? I have 45 minutes to discuss something. So if you're not calling in, if you have questions for my spirit guides or your ancestors, then we do something else. And what we're doing something else is talking about something I think of very high value. You know, life is a journey. You know, we start off when we're really little and we go on to this beautiful journey of life, right? We just continue on this journey. But as we go on our journey, we set up destinations. You know, we're going to reach this. I'm going to be 18. I'm going to be 21. I'm going to be a teenager. I'm going to get through college. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get married. I'm going to travel here. I'm going to travel there. So we focus on goals and destinations, which is not a bad thing in itself because we always have goals. Goals are a big part of our lives. And I'll let my spirit guides talk about this a little bit more, and I'll channel for you about this topic. But the thought I had was, and I keep reading about, which I want to discuss that, is it's not the destination, it's the journey. It's living the journey, living where you're at today, making the most out of today, the now. Somebody asked me for words of advice on, or, you know, in four words or less, give me your advice. And I said, living in the now. So living in the now, living according to the now and not where you're going in the future or not your destination. So we'll talk about that and get some comments. But first, I think I'll let my spirit guides talk to you about the subject. And then we get into some articles. I thought it was a couple of interesting articles, but also a couple quotes. Well, let me give you where I believe this first quote came from on destination. It came from Ralph Waldo Emerson under Self-Reliance. And Ralph Waldo Emerson back in the 1800s, late 1800s, I think it was the late 1800s, said, it's not the destination, it's the journey. So that's why we use that quote a lot. That's why people think of that quote, because it goes back well over 100 and something odd years ago that's kind of concept was brought up, right? So that's how I got into a little bit of thinking about, okay, living in the now, living in the journey, right? Always living in the journey and not the destination. So I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear about your journey, where you're going, what's next on your journey. Maybe you have a destination. Maybe you need to know a little bit more on how to get there. That's what we're talking about, is how today, and living in the moment to get there. So if you want to call and my spirit guides give you a thought on that, love to do that. Love to do that. And they would love to do that, not just me. So I'm going to go under and let them talk to you for a few minutes on the journey and not the destination. And we'll get back and I'll get some articles and some quotes and talk a little bit more about this whole particular topic and also how to stay on your journey too. Because once you're on your journey, you need to stay on the journey, right? You need to stay in the moment, stay in the now and not get distracted and missing everything along the way. Okay, so let me do that. Let me them talk to you for a few minutes and then we'll get back into the quotes and some thoughts on it. We'd like to look at this from a little different perspective, and we always do because we always like to turn things around. And if you didn't have a destination, you wouldn't have a journey. If you weren't going somewhere, you wouldn't have a journey. Do you agree with us? Because if you weren't going to somewhere in your life, if you didn't have a goal to reach, something to reach out for, something you wanted in life, you'd be stagnant. You'd be stuck. You wouldn't be on a journey. You'd be staying where you're at. Now, do you agree or disagree with us on that subject? Do you think that you can just be in the moment, stay in the moment, and not have a goal, not have a direction? Well, we like to refer back to some of the material that our comrades and spirits, the Abraham material, would say to you that humans are wanting beings. You humans are wanting beings. You want something. It could be very simple. You could be a caveman. Okay. You want to eat. Okay. And you have a goal to get food, whatever, however you're going to get that food, you know, somehow, you know, take an animal's life, find some berries, find some seeds, find some other edible foods in the ground. But you have a destination. You want some food. So now you have a journey. You have to get there. I mean, this is not a long-term journey. It's a short-term journey, but you still have a journey. You still have to experience the journey. Now, if you're that forager of food and looking for food, you can enjoy the experience. Even as an early man, you can enjoy the environment that you're in. You can enjoy the experience of being in the woods and the smells and everything that's going around you and the scenery. And if you're conscious of that, now let's move forward. Let's move to our modern day. You have a job. You go to your job every day or, you know, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, whatever you do. You have a purpose each day. You get up and you go to work, right? But do you enjoy the journey to work? Do you enjoy the sights as you're going to work? Do you enjoy taking a variety of different ways to work? Do you love to experience your journey as to work? Every morning is a destination. I have to get ready. I have to go to work. But do you stop and just take a moment and reflect on it and appreciate what you have around you? You know, the food that you're going to partake of, the friends and family that you have around you, the how you've decorated your place. Do you appreciate the now and where you're at? So everything in life is seeking to be somewhere. You have a destination. You go to the market, it's a destination. You might not think in terms of these being destinations, but they really are. They're very simple destinations. But do you enjoy the experience? Do you enjoy the experience of that being at the market, looking at different produce and products that you haven't tried before and maybe you want to experience, or you rush in and rush out without just thinking about where you're at and what you're doing, or you allowed your consciousness to focus on where you're at, the journey in the market or the journey to the market. But life is always about a destination. Every day is about a destination. A destination could be as simply as, you know what, I'm going for a walk. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going for a walk. Now, that's a journey, isn't it? Destination is I'm going for a walk and maybe somewhere, but the journey is experiencing the walk. So what's the point of our discussion here? The point of our discussion is that just about everything you do in your life is a form of destination. If in the simplest terms, you're going to cook a meal, you're hungry, you want something to eat. So the journey is preparing food, right? The destination is eating, the preparing of food. And so you enjoy the preparing of the food. You appreciate the food. You honor the food. You consume the food with great relish and appreciation for the food. That's the journey. The eating is the journey. And the preparation is the journey of the food. But it's not necessarily because you want to get done with it and you move on, but your destination is enjoying a nice meal. And stay there. Stay in that nice meal. Appreciate that. Be part of that. Be part of your nice meal. And whatever it is in your life, it's a destination. Getting there should be really a good experience, a loving experience, a kind experience, something that opens up all your senses, your sense of smell, your sense of taste, all those tactile experiences that you can go through on your journey, appreciating something new. Now we're going to steal from George's Thunder a little bit, and we're going to, because he has some articles on that, so we're not going to go there. But our emphasis is that every day you have a destination, and you have a journey that takes you there. Really get involved in the journey. Really experience the journey. Feel the best you can from that journey. Really put your focus on that to get the most from it. All of those feelings, emotions. And yeah, feelings and emotions. We would say that you have feelings and emotions. You use all your senses, all five of your senses, and sixth sense being your intuitiveness, to really appreciate the journey. So do it. Enjoy your journeys. And know that you always have destinations and you'll always have journeys. Thank you for listening. Bye. They're done for the day. Yes. Okay, they're done. Yes. Okay. Yeah, that was a little different take on it. A little different point of view. I like to listen to Spirit afterwards and what they have to say because they present it from a little different point of view. So if you had a chance to listen to some of my older shows, because I'm trying to channel a little bit every day, a little bit, and 10-15 minutes every day. And so if you're so inclined, listen to some of the older shows. And if you just want to hear the channeling, that won't offend me whatsoever. That won't offend me. Okay. Now we're gonna talk more about this destination and journey thing. Okay. And let me get back. I always want to see if anybody wants to talk to me and has a question for Spirit or your ancestors. I'm always open to that. I go on a different topic every time, but it's really centered around you and getting answers to your questions from either your ancestors or spirit guides or my spirit guides or whoever it might be, right? Whoever wants to give you an answer. So we'll talk more about that. And let's get into some of these quotes on journey and destination. This is from brainyquote.com, which is a great resource for looking up quotes. So we'll go through brainy quotes and we'll give you some quotes that you might want to refer to. I know I've posted some of it on Facebook, so if you're with me on Facebook, you can read these for yourself. Jimmy Dean. Now, Jimmy Dean was kind of a country singer, but he started a company, Jimmy Dean Sausages and all that sort of thing. If it's the right Jimmy Dean, that was another Jimmy Dean somewhere along the line, I guess. But I think this is the Jimmy Dean that we're referring to here. I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination. So being part of the journey, you know, sometimes you have to adjust in the journey, right? You know, adjust your sails to get there. Make adjustments on that road. You know, I talk to people all the time about this whole idea that at times, you know, you're on the road to your destination and you get off into the bushes, off into the weeds, off into something that isn't related to your journey. And you might think about that. Am I off in the bushes now? Am I really on my road? Am I really enjoying my journey? Think about that for a moment. Okay, another quote. I got a bunch of them. Maya Angelou. Love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, leaps fences, penetrates walls to arrive at its destination full of hope. So carrying love with you on that journey is really important. Carrying love with you on this journey. Interesting. Carrying love with you on that destination. Greg Anderson, I don't know Greg, but okay, I like his quote. Focus on the journey and not the destination. Joy is found not in the finishing an activity, but doing it. I think that's a beautiful quote. Think about that for a while. Kind of contemplate that idea that the joy comes from doing something. Let's say you're building something, right? Shelves, book, you know, cars, whatever it is you're building or designing, or even doing, let's say, crocheting. I shouldn't say even, but crocheting or knitting. The joy comes from doing and experiencing it. The outcome might be really cool and really nice looking. Let's say you're an artist, but the joy is in the creative process, whatever you're doing, right? It's that creative process that brings you joy, that experience of, wow, look what I'm doing. That's what we're talking about. Being on the journey. Well, I have a caller. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm going to get more into this whole idea of being on your journey and not worrying about the destination. Having a destination, like Spirit said, every day is full of destinations. But the key ingredient is staying in the now. So I'm going to do a couple more. I'll be with you in a minute. See if we're on the same wavelength today about destination and journey, right? Myron. Waylands, oh boy, I can pronounce that correctly. He's going to go, why are you pronouncing my name all wrong, right? Success is not a destination, but the road that you're on. Being successful means that you're working hard, walking your walk every day. You can only live your dream by working hard towards it. And that's living your dream. So the dream is the goal, the destination. Now, working hard, that's a good word, but good expression. I would say that working passionately about something, putting your energy into something really, because working hard sounds kind of a little almost negative to me, but it's living your passionate way of doing something, right? Arthur Ashe, famous tennis player from Virginia, I believe. Success is a journey, not a destination. The doing is often more important than the outcome. Do we ever think about that? The doing is more important than the outcome. I know we get caught up on our destinations, but it's the journey. You know, it's the journey. Whatever your journey is, whatever your journey is. I'll give you an extreme case. I know you're holding it. I'll be with you in a minute. You're looking for a job. You're out of work. I mean, a lot of people call about, I'm out of work. Oh, my goodness, I'm out of work. If you focus on the journey and not the outcome, focus on really getting into it and getting into the passionate looking for work and how you can do a better job and how you can improve yourself and how you can create more energy for looking for a job and how you can transform yourself a little bit more into whatever new opportunities that you have. Now, that may seem like a challenge. It may seem like kind of strange, but maybe you need to take a look at your wardrobe, what you're wearing. Okay, maybe you need to adjust. I know money can be an issue, but just think about this for a second. You know, maybe you can borrow some things, right? Maybe you need to look at your resume and redo your resume. Don't put pressure on yourself, but think about, oh, yeah, I can do this. I can improve myself. Maybe you need to improve how you outreach to meet people, how you do networking. Because that's part of the journey to a job is networking, meeting new people, going to places you haven't been before, going to groups, going to volunteering, getting involved in the community in some way. That's a beautiful way of being on the journey to a new job, isn't it? Okay, so I have a couple callers. So that's what we're talking about today, being on the journey and not the destination. So let's see if we're in alignment here. Okay. 509 and an anonymous. I think that's usually a call from Google Hangouts, but we'll see. I'll find out. So 509 first.
Hello.
509 is Holly from Washington.
So where's your destination and where's your journey? Do you have a journey?
My destination is Italy.
Okay, good. When are you gonna go?
You know, I probably can go now. Probably 1 year from now.
Okay, so
now that
the
I have
journey,
a better job, making more money. So yeah, I can
yeah,
do
the
it.
The journey part of that is getting ready for it, preparing. Oh, what should I wear? What should I take with me? Where do I want to go? You know, looking at videos about Italy, blah, 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 picking out the cities you want to go to. That can be a lot of fun to identify what mm-hmm. you want to do when you get there. Do I want to go with a group? Do I want to go by myself? Where do I want to fly to? Yeah, just that can be fun. That's what we're talking about today is the journey of because sometimes when you get there, it's like, I like the planning part better than the being part. I got sick, you know, blah, blah, blah. So what's going on, Holly? What's going on today for you?
I'm going to ask this. I don't know if it's very polite, but how much longer is this maintenance guy going to be here?
The maintenance guy? What are you talking about? You're confusing me.
His name is George. But
that's a good name.
My maintenance guy. At my new job, and he's already.
Oh, he works there, and you're wondering if he, because you're not happy with him, obviously, or if you were enthralled with him, you would go, I wanted to stay him forever because he's such a great man. Oh, I love him so because he's just a wonderful person, right? No, you're not feeling that way at all, are you?
No, he's an angry spirit.
You gotta get rid of him. You gotta push him out the door, right? I'm kidding. You don't have to.
Yeah.
He'll leave on his own. He will, because, you know, people like that become disenchanted rather quickly where they're at. Because, see, if you don't play to his anger, if you don't buy into his anger and his frustration, you know, if you don't listen to it and get caught up in it, he'll go away because he'll look for somebody else. So I would say that I get number three, maybe by March, that he'll be gone but your job now is to just ignore him, you know, his weirdness, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just
that's
do
a
your
idea.
Job
just
and
ignore
do your job. Do your job. Shut up and go do your job. Right. I'm just teasing. Right.
Yeah. Just ignore.
Yeah. I don't want to listen to your whining anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah.
May I ask one more quick one?
Simon, mother may I? Was that expression? Mother may I? Okay.
A friend named Joe. Is he going to stay a friend or dating?
What do you want?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, now we're down to that. See, Spirit talked about destination and journey. So what do you want from him? What would you think? What would be your first gut instinct on him, Joe? Right? Is it Joe? Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty nice.
You want more than a friend? The potentiality more of a friend?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's single, though. That's my worry.
Okay, well, that's part of the journey. That's your first step, is to find out if he's single or not. You can sneak that one in. How's your wife doing today? How's your wife? What's your wife do for a living? I mean, that's beautiful. I mean, those are great comments. That's old pickup lines. But you know what I mean? You ask about their relationships. Oh, no, I'm not married. I've been divorced for blah, 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 blah. Oh, really? It's a great line. You know, what's your wife do for a living? Mm-hmm. Well, your girlfriend. What's your girlfriend do for a living? Your wife.
What does Spirit say?
What? I don't know. They're saying try it. Find out for yourself. Okay. You want to know if he's married or not, right? That's funny.
You're not even gonna ask.
Are you? You're not even gonna play that little journey part of this, are you?
No.
You have to though. Are you curious if he's married?
No, I just want to know if Spirit sees us dating.
I got yes, but we'll see what happens. I got yes, but we'll see what happens, okay? I got yes. I did get yes. I did get affirmative, okay? I got an affirmative. But, you know, sometimes married men go outside the marriage, so you better find out about his relationships, okay? Just because he's married doesn't mean he wouldn't date you. Okay?
So, oh, my goodness.
Again,
I don't
what
like
does
that.
Your wife
yeah.
do for a living? What does your wife do? Okay?
Yeah,
Verify
yeah,
that.
You're right.
Verify that. Because you don't want to go
Yeah.
out with a married man and then find out later
No.
after he wants to shack up with you. Oh, yeah, I'm married. Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yucky. No, don't do the yucky part. Find out. Sneak it in. Got it?
Okay.
Go for it.
Got it. Thank
you.
Be
well, my friend. Bye.
You too. Bye.
That's a great line. I mean, people, I'm not trying to tell everybody lines to use pickup lines, but, you know, you never know. You know, married women wear rings, or married men. They wear wedding rings because they want to be left alone. So if you're dating somebody, you know, male or female, and you're interested in somebody, you just kind of throw that question. It's normal. It's a normal question you would ask somebody anyway. Oh, what's your wife do for a living? Or what's your husband do? Right? Right? How many children do you have? I mean, well, that's kind of a little more personal, but yeah, you can get to those comments. You can find out fairly quickly. Now, if they lie to you, that's a whole different ballgame, right? And it's like, I'm out of here, dude. You know, out of here. Really, seriously, you lied to me. That's just, we lost the trust thing right from the very beginning. Okay, we're back to the last part of the journey. Journeying into a relationship, you got to set the ground rules. You got to prepare yourself. You got to know what's going on. So I got another call, an anonymous. And then we'll get back into an article or two. And I thought it was a really cool article from Tiny Buddha about a gentleman who kind of quit being a school teacher and decided to be a ninja. And it talks about his journey and how to stay on his journey to be a ninja. So we'll go that. He had 10 points about how to stay on the journey and how to stay focused and enjoy life's journey more, even if you're changing a complete life situation, going from being a school teacher to a ninja. And that's kind of a fun prospect, isn't it? I don't know. I'm not a warrior that way. A warrior with words, I guess, would be a better way of describing it. Oh, okay, I'm back. Anonymous. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Bob, and I live in the Whitsunday Islands in Australia, and there will be a time delay, George.
Okay.
And what you just shared about this guy becoming a ninja, I spent 25 years in automotive research, and then in 95, I quit my proper grown-up job and started touring Australia as a folk singer. So I went from science and technology to being a troubadour. And it's just you're talking about the journey. I live in the now, and
no, excellent.
So I don't have a destiny. It's just a matter of going with the flow.
Right, but let me back up a little bit, and let me give my spirit guides, because they channel for the show, and they said everything's a destination. You get out of bed in the morning, you have a destination. I'm going to make breakfast. That's your destination, right? You got to prepare to make your destiny. You got to make the journey. If you're going to cook a meal, preparing the meal is part of the journey to the meal, right? So, you know, there's baby destinations in life. It doesn't have to be the huge, I'm going to climb Mount Everest destination, right? I'm going to walk across Australia. But every day has destinations of some kind. I'm going to the market. That's a destination. But it's how you experience that journey is an important part of it. That's the point I'm making. Right?
Well,
right or wrong?
Yeah, what I would like.
So do you have a question?
For me, there is no right or wrong. There's only personal.
No, there is no right or wrong. It's just enjoying the experience.
I do. I am a human being, no longer a human doing. I live in the now. I live in art space. And if I do have a destination, it's my life purpose, which I set to be. I am simply here to find my own truth. That's my
excellent
destination.
Good for you. Good for
and
you.
My life is the moment.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. So keep up the good work, George.
Thank you. You be well.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Okay.
I am well. I am master and commander of my life.
Take care. Bye now. A troubadour. I've known people like that. I've known people who kind of cast off the business world. I did. Okay, so cast off the business world. As I got older, I could have gone back into the business world. I was in my late 40s. My original goal and destination was to manage a small company. I was in accounting and management. I thought, well, this is my goal. I want to manage a small company. I want to be whatever you call it, you know, general manager of a company. But that shifted and changed, and the universe wasn't kind of open to that one. They kind of pushed me in a different direction, more of a spirit-based direction. So we're all different. Okay, let me get into this article about this gentleman I thought that was really fascinating about staying in the now. If you want to call in, I'll check back after a couple of the points. How in his journey of being a ninja, he focused on living in the moment or living in the present. So his first thing was take discovery walks. I thought that it's so easy for the novelty of my peaceful neighborhood in Cato to lose its appeal. So a couple of times per week, I go on a 50-minute walk and try to discover 10 new things. I have found small temples, a graveyard, a spring with fresh water, a playground, and some new friends. It is important to remember that there are always new to be discovered in everyday environments. Go on a walk to commit to finding 10 new interesting things you might be surprised that you will discover. It could be a new flower that you haven't seen forever or for a long time. It could be you're walking down the street and you're looking in store windows without bumping into people, and you see something. Hey, I really want one of those. That looks really cool. I'm going to go inside and take a look at it. It's discovering new things. That's living in the moment, living in the now, not thinking about, well, I got to go home in a few minutes, and then I got to go to work, and then I got to prepare dinner, and yada, yada, yada. No, it's more about, okay, I'm going to really be in this experience of walking in my neighborhood or meeting people, saying hello to somebody. Just 10 new things. I mean, whatever. You can do 5, you can do 10, you can do 3. But when you go on a walk, now driving's a little different. That's a little different. You don't want to necessarily discover 10 new things while you're driving, do you? Okay. You know, as you're discovering the fender of the bumper of a new car in front of you, yeah, you don't want to do that. No. Just 10 new things. Okay, so let's go on to the next point. Attend free local events. And I thought this was an interesting point. Free, that's the key word. You don't have to spend $100 on an event, right? You can do free. When I walk around, I notice a sign that promotes an event. You know, that's really being aware of the moment, isn't that? That's what he's talking about, being aware of the moment. I write down the date, time, and location. The best part is that they are free and outdoors. Now, I don't know if that's appropriate to your neighborhoods, but it's kind of a cool idea. Maybe it's indoors, right? Maybe there's going to be a musical instrument, a musician playing at a local coffee shop as you're walking by, and there's a poster that says blah 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 is playing Friday night, you know, come on in. Why not, right? I like to head to farmers markets where there's food culture and happy people. Yeah, I love farmers markets. We haven't had any in a while. Head to your local city or county office and get a list of upcoming events. Or you can go online. Really, you know, look in your local community. Look online. See what events are coming up. Discovering new things, right? There is always some events going on. You never know what cool things you might find. If it's something you wouldn't normally do, then it's more awesome. Yeah, that's getting outside the envelope a little bit, because you may not never want to do this, but you thought, yeah, I'll give it a shot. Now, I have a tendency to be, not so much. You know, I got to stretch myself a little bit more on some of this. Okay, the next one. This is cool. And I kick myself for this one. But, okay, take lessons or classes. I decided to do something where I could feel totally out of place. I started attending Japanese tea sessions. Okay, maybe you want to take a dance class. We have a dance studio not too far from me, and I walk by there all the time with my dog, and I think, yeah, I'm kind of tempted. Maybe I should take a dance lesson or two. Maybe. That would be fun, huh? See how much it is. I don't even know how much it is. I got to explore that possibility, right? The makeup of groups includes green tea, women over 45 years old, and me, a 29-year-old dude from America. This is completely out of my comfort zone and new. To my surprise, I love it. So is there something you can do, a lesson, a class? Maybe it's a cooking lesson. Maybe it's some other kind of lesson that you normally wouldn't do that puts you in a whole different environment. Think about it. Push yourself to try new activities, even if you think they aren't for you. I never drink tea and used to have zero interest in tea ceremonies, but now I make new friends and experience a new side to the culture. What do you think? You do something like that? Not tea lessons. I have a friend who makes tea. He's really into tea, and he brews all kinds of teas. And that's maybe that's the sort of thing you want to do. Maybe you want to join a group that brews beer, or wine tasting. Yeah, different kinds of activities that you can get out. I mean, yeah, that's up to you, right? There's all kinds of groups like that. You can take lessons and learn more about. Maybe you want to learn more about wine. Maybe there's a wine tasting group that you can learn more about wine. And if you're into wine or beer or whatever it is, or, you know, cheese, I guess that's another one, right? You have cheese tasting groups, all kinds of fun stuff out there. See the sights. Some of the wonderful aspects about Japan are the beautiful temples and shrines. Every week I go out and explore these. What are some famous sites in your area? Go check them out. Every city has famous places you want to, monuments and so forth, and things that you, but you got to be aware of where they're at. If you've already been to them, try to discover something new about them. Look in the history, right? If there aren't any famous sites in your area, then go discover ones that aren't famous. You know, it's like an old hotel that you wonder, I wonder, go inside and ask them about it. I walk by your hotel all the time, and I know it's been here a long time. Do you know anything about the history of this hotel? I'm really curious because, you know, this is really fascinating to me. Okay? Or a theater or just some building that you – do you know anything about the history of this building? And there's a couple in my area that I could ask about. Keep a gratitude journal or appreciation journal. I like the word appreciation. Every day I write down a minimum of 5 things I appreciated that day. Not in general, but 5 things I appreciated that day. So that's a good end of the day thing. And it makes you feel better about yourself. Wow, I really appreciated something. I mean, I could write down, I appreciate the rain. We needed it really bad. So I can appreciate the change in the rain that's coming down, which is kind of cool, right? Then at the end of the week, I look over my list. This means I have 35 reasons to be grateful from the whole week. Try it out. So I do my appreciations every morning, at least 5 different things that I appreciate in my environment. But you got to stretch it a little bit. And at the end of the day is a great way of thinking about, well, I really appreciated this happen. I really appreciated doing my radio show, and it seemed to flow really, really well today. Okay. I got one for later. What about you? Anybody want to call in and say, what do you appreciate? We'll jump off into a whole different tangent here. We got a couple more minutes left. So what do you appreciate? What are things that have happened today to you that I appreciate? Bob, I don't know what Bob, Australia. What time is it in Australia? It's like late at night. So he could do his 5 from. So, yeah, like it would be today's Tuesday. So it would be almost like midnight or something like that. 2 a.m. in Australia right now. Something like that. Wednesday at 2 a.m. Okay, moving right on. Great stories. It's fun to make up stories in our heads about the world happening around us. My favorite is creating stories about how people are on their first date. It's really funny when I do this while in the grocery store. Why is that person texting or on her cell phone? Why is that person texting or on her cell phone? Why is that child crying? Why is that woman giggling? You might be impressed with your own creativity. So it's creating a story around this. You ever sit in the park bench or sit in, you know, like a cafe and watch people walk by and try to create little stories about them and what they do and why they don't do it. And it's kind of fun, isn't it? What do you think? Did you do that? Create little stories. And sometimes you can be more empathetic and sympathetic to people because you know, let's say the crying baby, right? Maybe you want to get into a little bit, well, you know, I've been there. I know the story. I know I can feel I can have empathy for you. And because, you know, crying children can be difficult, and maybe they had a difficult day. Maybe they, you know, maybe she's alone, maybe blah, blah, blah. Right. So if you create that story, you can create your empathetic feelings towards somebody and kindness toward that person, right? Bike more. I don't Okay, bike more. Bike everywhere. It's amazing to me that I end up discovering while biking around Cato. I have, now he's 25, so, you know, if he was a little bit older, maybe it'd be different, right? Okay. Biking allows me to experience so much more because it's so easy to stop, pull over, and go explore by foot in a car. That's true. Yeah. Now, but biking has become easier and easier and easier because you can now, you can get electric bikes or electric assist bikes. Yet it's not as much work as it used to be, right? So biking more takes you out. You know, we're talking about walking that 15 minutes. If you bike 15 minutes, you can even get further into your neighborhood. Now, this one I'm not all fond of that much, but we'll do it anyway. But it's kind of like, let me twist this around in my own little way of twisting things around. It says, create a detailed plan for your day. I love planning out my day because it allows me to include all of the awesome things I want to happen. Well, that's setting intentions. My intention today is, right? Time is going to move whether we plan it or not. So setting in certain intentions from the day, like I intend to do my radio show. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but I intend to do it. I intend to go for a walk. I intend to read so much in my books. I intend to look up some more recipes for my plant-based diet. Setting intentions gives you a destination, then you got to work towards it, right? You got to work towards, but you got to, again, enjoy the experience of getting there, not necessarily just getting there. Number nine, really important. This is, if you don't listen to any other of these that I'm talking about, listen to this one because this is a cool one. Get out of your comfort zone. One of the most fun and challenging things I can do is practice my Japanese with strangers. Sometimes it's a good conversation and sometimes it goes nowhere. But either way, it breaks me out of my comfort zone. And more often than not, it makes me feel alive. Now you can apply that to the other one before, getting out of your comfort zone and where you're going, right? As he says, he goes on to say, do something that takes you out of your comfort zone. It could be anything. Try a new food. Take some dancing classes, maybe volunteer. Yeah, sometimes we resist, oh, those changes. Oh, I don't want to do that. Get out of your comfort zone, right? Well, get out of your comfort zone. Take a chance. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. That's the expression. I used to have that up on a little sign in my cubicle at work, was life begins at the end of your comfort zone. So you have to, you know, get out there. That's living in the now, too, just getting out there. Number 10, last one, and then we'll move on and we'll see what else we're going to have time to do. Maybe we'll have some more quotes. I don't know. We got 2 minutes left. So let me do number 10, and we're probably going to be done. But I appreciate everybody listening. If I can help you, if you want my spirit guides to talk to you directly, contact me. My information is on the episode page. Yeah, contact me directly if you want to hear from your ancestors, if you want to hear from my spirit guides. Please do that, and I will channel for you. That's what I love to do. Okay, take a break from the world. Sometimes it can feel a little overwhelming living in a foreign country. The culture, language barriers, and challenges can get to me. I always take one day and plan nothing. I like that. Life should sometimes be about nothing, right? I read a good book, eat some good food, play some video games, do zero work, talk zero Japanese, and just relax. So sometimes you just kind of have to shut down. And that's part of the process, because that recharges you for the next day and the next day and the next day. So think about some of these ideas of getting out there, but enjoying the experience, enjoying the now, enjoying the journey, not necessarily the destination, because life is full of destinations. Every day has, maybe you have 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 different destinations to do each day, little ones like cook a meal. But enjoy the process. Go to the market. Enjoy the process. Drive to work. Enjoy the process. Ooh, maybe there's something that you want to listen to on the way to work that kind of enlighten you a little bit. So that's been fun. This has been fun for me. I hope you take this information and enjoy it at some level. And I will be back on Thursday. Thursday or Friday, I'm not sure yet, but either Thursday. I'm going to be gone tomorrow, here today because of the weather. It didn't go away today. Back for sure, probably do the show on Thursday. Yeah, why not? Okay, so we'll see. Maybe take whatever. I'm having a mental thing here. I'm not planning this out well. So I love you guys. Have a beautiful day, and I talk to you soon. Bye.